Grandmothers Against Gun Violence Target Missouri Governor's Pro-Second Amendment Stance. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 25, 2021. Grandmothers Against Gun Violence founder Judy Sherry is targeting Missouri Governor Mike Parson's pro-Second Amendment stance and subsequent pro-gun policies. Sherry founded her Missouri-based group after the December 14, 2012, Sandy Hook Elementary School attack in Connecticut. Since that time, Sherry admits that Missouri has only increased protections of gun rights, rather than passing meaningful gun control, Yahoo News reported. Sherry is especially bothered by the Second Amendment Preservation Act, SAPA, which Governor Parson signed into law on June 12. SAPA prohibits the enforcement of federal gun laws by local law enforcement agencies, WLBT noted. Sherry responded to SAPA by saying, "It's hideous. They talk so much about the rights of gun owners, as if non-gun owners and the rest of the population have no right to feel safe." Yahoo News explains that Governor Parson told the Daily Beast that SAPA is about protecting law-abiding Missourians against government overreach and unconstitutional federal mandates. Parson added, "We will reject any attempt by the federal government to circumvent the fundamental right Missourians have to keep and bear arms to protect themselves and their property. Throughout my career, I have always stood for the Constitution and our Second Amendment rights, and that will not change today or any day." Sherry's response, "But how can you say that a gun owner has more rights than we do and now has the ability to keep the federal government from doing what it takes to cut down gun deaths?" A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.